David Phillips. I'm a chemist. My day job is in Imperial College, although I'm semi-retired now. I have been until July this year president of the Royal Society of Chemistry, and I now function as the immediate past president for another year.
What do you make of the announcement of the Nobel Prize in Chemistry?
Well, in a way, I'm not surprised. I mean, if you notice, the prize for medicine went to a cell biologist. Both of the recipients of the chemistry prize are, in fact, medically qualified people, but they're working really in the area of cell biology. So I think it shows, to me, the importance of the molecular understanding of how biology works, and that, of course, means chemistry. So I'm really quite pleased, because it is of such importance to human health that I think it's I'm not at all surprised that they've been awarded this prize.
For those of us who aren't too up on what G protein coupled receptors are, could you give us a few thoughts on that?
Yes. Until about 1964, people suspected that the cells, that animal cells, effectively eukaryotes, had a way of sensing materials in their environment, external to the cell, but nobody really knew how it worked. And people proposed that there must be specific receptors on the surface of the cells which looked for materials that would then modify the cell behavior or cell signaling or whatever. But until Lefkowitz and Kabulka came along, nobody actually had isolated these things, and so their real triumph very early on was to show that you could isolate these receptors and what they sensed. And what they sense is actually quite staggering. They sense light. I mean, not all the same ones. I mean, there are different receptors to sense light, flavor, smell, adrenaline, which of course is hugely important, because when adrenaline is there, your heart rate increases and your pulse rate increases and your blood pressure increases, and that's the kind of flight or fight response that you get. All animals get, actually. Histamine is sensed that way, and that's important in allergies. Dopamine is sensed that way, and that's important in cell transmission and used in treating Parkinson's, for example. Serotonin, which affects the way, you know, how you sense light and dark and regulates the body that way. And it's true that half of all medications achieve their effect through G-protein coupled receptors. So they're immensely important.
We saw at the Nobel Assembly announcement that the scientist giving the first explanation of what this work was about started by just saying, boo. And I don't know if you were watching that, but he was clearly... just evoking that response you've talked about with adrenaline, and the person who spoke next talked about had a drink of coffee and was talking about flavour and smell and so on. So these are not arcane mechanisms.
No, they're important in everyday life. I mean, they're important for, you know, our continued existence, essentially. I mean, certainly in primitive mankind, I mean, if you didn't have this flight or fight response, we would not have survived danger.
Do you have any thoughts on where the future of that field is going, or really what the future of perhaps understanding these proteins more may lead us?
Well, of the ones which have been discovered, 350 are known, have known functions, right? 350 different functions in the body. But there are 150 which have been isolated and discovered where the function is still not known. And so I think that not only do, you know, half of modern medicines rely on their effect by binding to these receptors, but there may be many, many more drugs that will be developed which rely similarly on binding to those particular types of receptors. I mean, there are three classes of the receptor, and the structures, some of them are similar, some are different. But it's really quite a complicated, in molecular terms, it's quite a complicated structure. There's a bit that sort of hangs out into the environment, and then there are seven loops that go through the through the membrane, and then there's a bit that hangs inside the cell, and on sensing something outside that binds specifically, you get a change in the shape of the molecule, and that is the signal which either turns on some physiological response or some cell signaling which goes on.
You'll tell me if this is a sensitive issue, but this isn't the first time the Nobel Prize in Chemistry has essentially gone to biologists. Does that say anything about the way chemistry, the state of chemistry, or the way chemistry is changing?
Well, I think it does. I think the field of chemical biology is burgeoning because at its heart, at the heart of certainly cell biology, is an understanding of at the molecular level of what is going on, and that's chemistry essentially. So, other sorts of chemistry are still carrying on and still very important, but this level of understanding, which has been made possible by advances in techniques over the last 20 years or so, is crucial to mankind, really. And I think, I'm not worried at all that many of my colleagues are working in what is essentially a biological field, because I think it's so crucial that we understand the molecular processes which are going on in cells and animal and human bodies.
How do you think the community finally will see this award? I know there are some that come out seemingly year after year where there's always someone who feels slighted or left out, or it's the wrong prize for the person. Or how is this one an uncontroversial one, or what do you feel?
I don't know it well enough to be able to make a meaningful comment, but I knew Lefkowitz's name and what he had done. If the statement that I've seen made in Wikipedia and places like that is true, that he really was the pioneer of the understanding of these receptors and what they look like, then I don't think anybody would hold that against him. I think I don't know of any other contenders, but then that's probably out of ignorance rather than being familiar with the field.